Welcome to the Timely Beaver. For August 11th, 2005. Recap the White Stripes show. It was kick-ass. And for all you seafood lovers, we got you some sushi. Now bump it.
Now we're coming over for some sushi. Hi. One.
Anywhere you like to find.
Anywhere I like? How about right outside there? Okay, great. Now I'm in the bathroom, I'm just going to do a little check, make sure everything's still working, but otherwise, I think we're ready to go. Have some sushi and I'll tell you about what's been going on recently. I'm in the bathroom right now, just double checking things, taking a leak, and then that max road takes a lot out of you. Great, thank you. Hi, I think I'm ready. I'll have the Oregon roll, Alaska roll, and... Sorry.
No problem.
And how about some salmon as well?
Yeah, salmon sushi.
Yep.
Thank you.
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep. Well, let's see here. Everything went pretty well. As I rearrange a few things. Not totally 100% ideal, but this will work. As you can probably hear, there's a water fountain in the background. Yeah, the White Stripes is cool. Hi, would it be possible to get a beer as well?
Yes, yeah, what kind would you like? We are getting a Asahi
Sapporo and
Fat Tire.
Oh, a Fat Tire.
Yep.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so let's see here. We're getting everything now as we speak. Hopefully this all works. Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so this may be a little bit shorter than normal shows, but oh well. Have some families pass by here. Yeah, so last night me and Emily went to go see the White Stripes, and that was a fun show. There's a couple next to me, so I'm kind of covering my mouth as I'm talking here. Kind of look like I'm pondering out in the rotunda. It's a nice place. They have some waterfalls here. They have It's an apartment complex right on the MAX or light rail line. It's, I think, the Beaverton stop. So I'm sitting here at a sushi restaurant. Emily went to the coast to get her tires changed with Mike. She took half the day off. It was kind of cool that way. But otherwise, yeah, the White Stripes was really awesome. Everyone was dressed up in red, black, and white. There's a park across the street from Keller Auditorium that had some great waterworks, and people were running and playing in it. And it was like 20 feet tall, and there were pools, and people were jumping and diving into it. And it was really neat. I didn't know that existed down there in downtown Portland. Besides that, it's been just kind of a stressful day all in all. People all over have seemed to have been just really antsy, or kind of things were setting them off that normally didn't. But that's okay. You know, it's just kind of one of those things that happens, and you just gotta, you know, learn from it and move on. Even our bus driver was getting, you know, kind of snappy, and people weren't listening to her directions of exiting in the back because it was crowded by PSU or Portland State University. But, you know, those things happen. So now I got my beer here, and I'm going to take a sip so you can listen to the wonderful sceneries of this promenade, so to speak, in Beaverton, Oregon. Well, I hope all of you don't mind being true. Ah, here comes the MAX again, or light rail. Portland's light rail. MAX stands for Metro Area Express. I just read that off the side of it here, since this rotunda opens, or as it's called, the round, opens right, and the MAX goes straight through the center, and this side has all these shops, and on the other side... Oh, thank you. Oh, that was fast.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess that's what just happens. Yeah, so I have my sushi already. Imagine that. So pardon me while I pause and eat some sushi. Hopefully this is all still recording. Let me just double check that while I'm here. I think we're good. I can't tell everyone enough how much I love sushi. Now, at the moment, I'm mixing a little bit of the green stuff in with the soy sauce to dip the sushi in. Because, you know, that's just how you have to do it. This will be fun. I still love sushi, and Emily really dislikes it, but whatever. And, oh yeah, right now, I have the lapel mic inside my polo shirt. So I hope this is coming through all right, but I bet it is. I've tested these things out before. Yeah. Another sip of beer. Now, the Oregon roll here has crab on the inside, salmon on the outside, avocado. Oh, it's so good. Take a dip of the sushi, a little in soy, and... Now there's some kids in the garden, but... The White Stripes is great. The White Stripes, they played all their big hits. Hardest Button to Button was an encore, along with Seven Nation Army. They opened up with Blue Orchid. It was just amazing to hear how, and see all the ways he manipulates his instruments. That, I think, was one of the more fascinating things. But yeah, for a two-person band, they sure put on an awesome show. Great set. A lot of energy, a lot of instruments up there. He had all sorts of crazy stuff. But yeah, some kids are coming by running. They probably think I'm crazy. What else? Oh yeah, I'm glad Dave was on the show last week. It was nice to talk to Dave. My name is Dave. I think we've known each other now for about 11 years. You can definitely check out his brother Rick if you're in the Bay Area. In the band Blue Tiger. Oh, here comes some kids. Yeah, definitely check out Black Tiger if you're in the Bay Area. Good band to see. Definitely recommend seeing the White Stripes. Sorry, some more people just came walking by. Don't want to look too crazy. It would be easier if I had a cell phone. I could pretend like I'm talking to someone. But, yeah, I'll do it for the time being. I'm just going to sit here, eat some sushi, and go home and put this up. Finished up. Walking in the Rotunda here, just finished up with some dinner. Good sushi there. I really like that place. Convenience right on the Max line. Walking by the waterfall now, as I'm sure you can hear. Yeah, so the White Stripes was really good. I definitely recommend seeing them if you're a fan, a little bit of a fan or whatever. It'll totally turn you on to them. What else? Oh yeah, we have an upcoming contest giveaway that we're going to be doing. And you should subscribe to the feed if you want to be a part of the contest. You know, go to timelybeaver.com and subscribe to the RSS feed, which is timelybeaver.com/rss2.xml, and put that into your iTunes, iPod or iPod X, whatever you have, and subscribe, because we're going to be doing a contest, and the only way you can be a part of it is through the feed, and that will start next week. We're going camping, and that's going to be fun. Our buddy Chris is in town, so we're going to go out and we're going to do some whitewater rapids and have fun like that. I'm sure you all know what that is. If you don't know what whitewater rapids are, well, hey, basically I don't know either. I think I may have done them once when I was younger. But I'm going to walk back through the rotunda as I'm waiting here for the Max, just so I'm not standing still and you can kind of hear what's going on around me. You have a baby? Yeah? That's a cute kid. She has her baby doll with her and they're playing in the water. Oh, back to the other side. Oh, let's see, what else is happening? Can't think of much else, but yeah, like I said before, thanks to Dave for doing the show, calling in and doing the show last week. That was really cool. Remember to just let me give out all the ID stuff now before I forget or the Max comes and he can't hear me. Good burp. Remember that we appreciate your feedback, and if you want to be on the show, call us at 206-222-BEAV, that's 2328, or you can email us at timelybeaver@gmail.com, and remember, audio files are welcome, send your MP3s or whatever to timelybeaver@gmail.com, along with all your show information at timelybeaver.com. But yeah, remember to subscribe to the feed, because contest starting next week for a much better prize than the last one. Thanks to Jason for winning the last prize, because I think I forgot to mention that on the show. Haven't heard back from anyone about their favorite podcast, so apparently nobody who listens to our show listens to those. I'd like to just know who... I'd like to know how you got, if you listened to the show, how you got, started listening to it or found out about it, along with whether or not you listened to it straight from the website, or whether you subscribed to the feed itself and downloaded it for free that way. Not mine, unfortunately. That one's going the other way. Too bad.
This train is out of service. It has a defect that makes it unsafe for carrying passengers. There are numerous trains backed up behind me.
I really don't doubt how that about it. I haven't seen any come from the other direction. So there probably are numerous trains backed up behind this guy. And here comes my Max, coming the other way. The changing lights on the street ahead of me have dropped down, and I can see its bright beacon of light. So I'm going to hop on the Max and wish you all a good weekend. And remember, subscribe to the feed if you want to be part of this contest. Totally making it worth your while. And wait till you find out the details of this. You guys are going to love it. All right. Well, hey, once again, this is Timely Beaver out. This is Ted for Willie and the crew. We will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
The doors are closing.